Strom gets it. Tried to make a play behind the net. Lauzon lost it. Puck moved in front. Nashville will clear it down the ice, and it's wide of the empty net. But it doesn't matter. The horn sounds to end the game. And I'm thinking, Emerson, that maybe even if you get the goal, your chances of tying it after that with the time left on the clock, difficult.
Yeah, and I mentioned it just about the midway mark of this third period that we had that hunch that Anaheim's best hockey was to come, and it certainly was. That last 5 minutes remaining and further was their best stretch of hockey. Just a tad too late.
Yeah. And you know what? This team's played hard and well at a lot of times during the last two games. Getting the game in L.A. last night, at least they got a point for their hard work. And tonight, I thought they played a strong game, did some good things, but still fall short with the final here being 4-2. What do you make of what we just saw during the last 2.5 hours?
Well, it's unfortunate. You have a close shootout loss to the Los Angeles Kings last night. Once again, 7:30 start. Put yourself a tad behind there. Quick turnaround in this early 5 p.m. Sunday game. And maybe you can make the argument that Nashville came out first five, the cleaner, more sharper team. But I think after that point, it was back and forth, very even game. And this is a Nashville team that's playing better and better and better. And it's probably their best stretch of hockey so far this season, and they're turning into or transitioning into a higher caliber team, and you just need to bring it. You need that same level of energy even more maybe than what you brought against a good Los Angeles Kings team last night, and you just need even more than that to come out with victories here, especially where we're at in the season.
Yeah.
Everyone is playing better and better, and you just need a little bit more in these types of games. And once again, good effort, just not enough.
All right. Well, you got more effort to give here. You're going on with Alexis Downey on the other side of the press box. Good luck with that. Be listening on the way home. Final score here, 4-2 Nashville. We're going to take a timeout. Then we'll come back with Emerson and Alexis, and then we'll be back for play-by-play from San Jose in a few nights right here on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
You'll never know the feeling until you experience it here yourself at Disneyland Resort. Because here, every and is beyond anything you've ever felt before. It's where becomes on Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. It's every amazing feeling ever, all at once. It's that feeling when you're at Disneyland Resort, and there's no better time than now.
Visit Disneyland.com for important details. Park admission and reservation required for park entry.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it. Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see Makar's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthew scored. You'll know how hard he shot it. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from. Even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select 30th anniversary season party suites are still available. Bring up to 40 friends and enjoy all-inclusive food and beverages, access to club-level amenities, and more in a private suite. Inquire today at hondacenter.com/unforgettable.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom with you now, talking about this Anaheim Ducks loss tonight at Honda Center. 4-2 to the Nashville Predators. The Ducks, though, out shooting the Preds tonight, 31-29. Disappointing second game of a back-to-back after that really good effort we saw from the Ducks last night in Los Angeles, going to the shootout against a tough Kings team. Knew it was going to be another tough task today with a Nashville team that has been so hot, winning all their games on this road trip, and they were able to complete that streak there tonight.
Yeah, and it was the last game of their trip, and it was just a team that looked comfortable. It didn't look like they lost any pace there, being a lot of games in a short amount of time, a lot of travel. And this is a Nashville team that continues to just grow, get better and better. They have some highly talented defensemen. Roman Josi, of course, the leader of that bunch. And you have Ryan O'Reilly, who's playing well. You have a Nyquist who saw this coming. A year like this for Gustav Nyquist, he's certainly having a great campaign. And you look at guys like Glass. You look at, of course, Forsberg, who is a huge difference maker from Nashville. And it just seems like they had their highest of end guys really going tonight. I just think their top guys outplayed the top guys for Anaheim. I really think that's just all it came down to.
I agree with you there, and certainly just some impressive stuff from Nashville, taking down teams like Vegas and LA as a part of this road trip. So let's get into the highlights from this one, starting in the first period. There was quite a bit of play before Sam Carrick and Jeremy Lazan dropped the mitts with 2:03 to go in the period after Sam Carrick laid a big hit on Tommy Novak in the corner, skating to the bench, and Lazan made sure to stop him before he got there.
Carrick collided with Tommy Novak, and that threw a big roar from the crowd.
It's been a very physical shift here, both Max Jones and Sam Carrick. Oh, and here's a scrap.
Here is a scrap. Lazan going up against Sam Carrick, neutral zone. They're going one-on-one, a right by Carrick, two rights by Lazan. A right uppercut. Carrick trying to get the right hand free, a chopping short right. Lazan trying to land the left, some short punches, both guys. And then a pounding right over the back of Carrick's head. Down to the ice he goes with Lazan on top. And that was quite the scrap here with 2:03 to go in the opening period.
And that certainly, I feel like, kind of got things going a little bit at the end of the first there. Sam Carrick getting into it with Jeremy Lazan. And Tommy Novak, as I mentioned on the broadcast, was kind of a target throughout this game. A couple hits from different guys all over the ice. But what did you think about the way that unraveled there.
Well, I thought Sam Carrick held his own there. I mean, certainly being outsized there, Lauzon with the bigger frame, and you could see just by the reach. It seemed like back and forth the exchanges on some of those punches. Lauzon had that reach advantage, and I think that was the difference in that fight. But it was a 0-0 game, and look, Sam Carrick just trying to give his team energy early on. Sam Carrick getting a goal there last night, as we mentioned, against Los Angeles Kings. It was a big-time goal at the time. And, look, he follows up with another solid performance, in my opinion.
Three hits from Sam Carrick in that first opening period, 11 total from the Anaheim Ducks. So 0-0, as Emerson just mentioned, moving into the second period. It was Roman Josi for Nashville who was able to get them on the board first, 1 minute into that second period.
Faceoff coming up to the right of Dostal. Puck held in by Fabro. Gets it again as Josi, and a shot. He scores. A booming slap shot. Timed it perfectly. A hard drive which beats Dostal. And exactly a minute into the second period, the Preds take a 1-0 lead over the Ducks.
I mean, there's a reason that Roman Josi is second on the Preds this season in points. That was his 12th goal of the season. You know, he's had a lot of assists this year, but it was a really pretty goal he had there.
Yeah, it really was. And once again, as I just mentioned, he's a big-time player for them. And look, it's just one of those situations where their best players, I just think, really outcompeted and just a tad outskilled some of the Anaheim Ducks' best players.
And then the Ducks were able to respond, though, a little bit later in this second period, and it was Isaac Lundestrom going five holes, streaking in off a really good pass from Max Jones, 11:55 into that frame.
It was a strong power play there, even though they didn't score for the Anaheim Ducks. Look for them to build on it right here.
Here's a chance, a shot, score! Anaheim does get the tying goal. With 8:05 to go in the period, Isaac Lundestrom gets it, and this crowd erupts with joy. It's a 1-1 game.
I was so happy to see him get that goal. I just felt like he really needed one after last night. Just get rewarded today. I was happy for Isaac Lundestrom.
Yeah, so was I, because he had such a great, I thought, complete game against Los Angeles, and there was a couple of opportunities there early on in that game where he just wasn't rewarded. And, you know, as you just mentioned, I it's a guy that is so fun off the ice. He's always showing up to the rink with a smile, and he's a guy that everyone seems to really cheer for, rightfully so. He's a hard-working player, always moving his feet, creating energy for that next lineup. And, I know everyone on that Ducks bench was really happy to see Isaac Lundestrom bring that goal.
And certainly tying up the game there in the second period. A 1-1 game going into the third period then. And then it would be Nashville's Philip Forsberg. Similar type goal to Roman Josi's, in almost the same place on the ice. Just right off the faceoff. 3:24 to go into that into that third period.
Boy, the Nashville Predators get the go-ahead goal here. With some good work in front of Lukáš Dostal. And we're going to take a look at a replay here as Forsberg won the draw, just went out, snapped a shot outside the circles, but between them, high slot area, and it just beat Dostal cleanly. And Nashville has regained a one-goal lead.
And the Preds kept it going as Michael McCarron would get the next goal, keeping it in the zone. A few failed clears there from Anaheim, extending their lead by 2 goals.
Back out high, a drive, save, rebound, score. You could just feel that coming. And Michael McCarron gets the goal for them, 8th of the year, and it's now a 3-1 Nashville advantage.
Emerson, what did you think about where the Ducks were at that point in the period, being down 2 goals, you know, not even halfway into that third period?
Yeah, it's just tough, right? You feel that although maybe you're not even the better team up until that point in the hockey game, you're just looking for, I think back to that Philadelphia Flyers game there in Philly on the first East Coast swing, where Anaheim although they didn't play well at the start of the game, they found themselves up 2-0 coming out of that first period. And it's one of the few times where I really felt that although maybe there's a low point, them still finding a way to be in the lead, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just, yeah, this game, maybe they weren't the better team at that point in the game, but you just want to see them, even at when they're not connecting as well as they should be, them still get rewarded off just bouncing pucks, deflections, and so mm-hmm. on and so forth, right? So you hope that these next couple of games, more bounces go their way, in particular early on in the game, so mm-hmm. they can maybe come out first 5-10 minutes of the game, 2-goal lead.
That could have potentially changed the course of this one tonight. But the Ducks were able to get one more on the board in this game. Brett Leeson off a nice pass from behind the net from Mason McTavish late in that third period, bringing the score within one.
Third period, Henrique for McTavish. Behind the net, centers it, score! Well, there's the first goal off the stick of Brett Leeson. With 2:24 left, and the Ducks have cut the lead to 3-2.
However, unfortunately, just about 20 seconds later, an empty net goal from Gustav Nyquist would solidify the Predators' win.
Nashville moves it ahead down the ice, and they put it in an empty net. Wow. 4-2 Predators, and they shot it from deep in their own defensive zone. It's a 4-2 lead for the Preds with 2:02 left, and that stings.
And it did sting, as Steve said there, but the Ducks did kind of get one more chance at the end of the game. I cannot believe that puck didn't go in the net, just going along the goal line, a chance where they crashed the net. About 20 seconds left in the game, but it wasn't a goal.
Talk about a buzzkill, that Nyquist goal. I mean, look, you have a goal that gets you back into the game, and Nyquist with that empty netter that was pinpoint. It was almost a lob shot to the empty net, goes directly in the middle of that empty net, and just an unfortunate sequence of events for the Ducks.
And on that empty net as well, it was almost about the same time that Dostal was getting off the ice again. I remember looking over to the bench and seeing a number of Ducks skaters down there. And I got a little worried when I saw Isaac Lundestrom all alone in the corner, a couple Preds players around him, and that was the case there.
It happened so quick, and just like that, once again, some of the best players in the world, they're able to just grab that puck and sling it down as Nyquist did. I mean, that was impressive. Even though it was an empty net goal, those aren't easy to do.
Mm-hmm. 4-2, the final here at Honda Center tonight. We have a lot more for you on this post-game show. We'll be right back.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital, Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
CACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Get ready for The Offspring, live in concert. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of Smash and the Honda Center in one special Orange County show. The Offspring, playing Smash in its entirety plus all the hits. Honda Center in Anaheim, Saturday, June 1st. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 theme and giveaway nights. Check out the full schedule of festivities, including special legacy nights, the second annual Women in Sports Night, and more at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
We're back with the postgame show on Duckstream. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom with you. Getting to your thoughts now on this postgame show from your text messages. The first text we received here. I love this team so much, but the brand of hockey being played is predictable, particularly on the power play. It's the same skate to center ice and drop it to a barely rushing forward, followed by a quick turnover.
That is something that I think has some valid points. It seemed like they've added one drop pass, and there's a drop pass in the defensive zone right from coming out of behind the net there, and then there seemed to be a late added one at the offensive zone blue. I did catch that, and I don't know if it was on every single one, but I can agree in that aspect. Maybe one last pass, go back to one quick drop. You have that stretch puck carrier going from red line, dropping it back to maybe a top of the circle play on either which side. And yeah, I agree. Less is more. Noel Brown has, and he's of course the coach in charge of the power play on the Anaheim Ducks. And look, he's been in the league for a long time, and rightfully so. And it's been up and downs for the power play. And I did think that on the breakout in particular, they maybe one last pass.
Power play going 0-3 here tonight. They were able to capitalize last night in Los Angeles. That was a big one from Jakob Silfverberg. But definitely something that, as head coach Greg Cronin says, you have ebbs and flows on special teams. The power play, of course, a part of that. But, yeah, maybe changing it up, finding something new, something that could spark something. Maybe not a bad idea there.
Yeah, I think there was some valid points within that one. So, yeah, I the power play is always at its best when quicker passes happen. Mm-hmm. There's more support. There never should be outmanned in the corners or on the breakout on any kind of scrums. You want, as the power play, having that extra skater, want to outman them. And I just think any category of the power play just maybe needed to be a tad sharper here tonight.
You think of some power plays around the NHL. We've talked about them on this post-game show, Emerson. I mean, a Toronto, an Edmonton, even a New York Rangers power play, just the way they move the puck around, very quick. Something that, you know, maybe you want to replicate that, you know?
And to that exact point, working off the flank, right? You have Philip Forsberg, who on that near side was tackling that speed behind that pack, that gap behind that puck. Top of the circles area, really getting that thing with time and space, and he was creating a lot off that flank there. So, yes, agreed. Utilizing quicker plays, some seam plays, east-west passes, and certainly try to generate off that flank player.
Another text that we received here. Fizz here, he says, we're a young team. Why do we always look tired in the third period? I think this one tonight, back-to-back. You got a late game last night. Disappointing to see the Ducks didn't play their full 60 again tonight. They really put that full 60 together, I felt like, yesterday. But, yeah, there was some tired legs, you could tell, in the third here.
Yeah, and it's so interesting how players like Adam Henrique, it seems as if he might be the youngest guy. He's always on his A game, and mm-hmm. his conditioning is always there. He can log some heavy minutes. He's a centerman, so he's always faced with a lot of skating, oftentimes being a low player and having longer range to skate, especially in D-zone exits. And he's just a guy in my mind who is, maybe not one of the younger players on the Anaheim Ducks, but he certainly – you just think and view him as youthful. He's got so much energy. He's always on his A game. He's always just playing that strong backup game. Certainly putting up some big time numbers mm-hmm. here circumstantially for the Anaheim Ducks. And he's just a guy that, from a conditioning standpoint, I think he leads the way.
Another text that we have here: what do you think about the coaches of the Ducks pulling Dostal three times? And I believe this is about the third period there, pulling the goalie late in the game.
Yeah.
Just kind of explaining that.
Yeah. As long as you're within a reasonable amount of goals to tie it, obviously you're looking to score not one but two. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, unless there was maybe a four-goal separation, even you'll see coaches pull their goaltenders with a three-goal differential. Now, that might be a rarity, but that has happened. Down by three, really risking it for the biscuit and try to put all your eggs in one basket and give yourself a shot. So high risk, high reward.
It was a reward with Leeson's goal there.
Yes, it was. And you try to do it again and again as you inch closer to tying that thing up. Mm-hmm. So it seemed normal, in my opinion.
Another one we have here: do the Ducks need to work on winning position battles or having better awareness of where their teammates are? This is an interesting question, too, in the sense that I remember Cronin speaking with us a little bit about how he was encouraging some of the guys this season to just pick up their head and look around them before they make a pass sometimes, or before they make a play, just to be more aware of what's around them. And you kind of do notice that at some points in the game, who does that better, who's looking over their shoulder at certain points in the game, whose awareness is there. Of course, Leo Carlson, a very aware player. You see him go up the middle in the games, and just he's someone that stands out on that end, very strong on that end. But What do you think about this one?
No, I thought you touched on a lot of key points. Leo Carlson, I mean, he cuts back in the neutral zone, trying to create more time and space. There was one play in particular in the neutral zone where he kept weaving, filling in lanes for those D-to-D passes, and really just trying to find those open areas of the ice where he can touch the puck once again. He always wants the puck on his stick, a lot like Troy Terry, always making high-percentage plays. You mentioned the Toronto Maple Leafs not too long ago. They're always using their sight lines, looking over their shoulder with mm-hmm. the puck, without the puck. They skate, they scan, as we mentioned it before, a terminology used for that vision and really seeing the ice well. Guys like John Tavares scan the ice really well as they have their heads up mid-stride. So, yes, young team, mm-hmm. This Ducks team is just really looking for anywhere and everywhere. Who's going to step up? And certainly part of stepping up is making sure you're doing the highest percentage plays. Leo Carlson always scanning, always has that vision, always looking forward to that next play.
And with that vision, you see that, you know, he makes the players around him better in the sense that he's looking for those passes too. So on that end, just kind of having the awareness of his teammates. But kind of touching on the other part of this question, just winning position battles, I think that kind of goes along with maybe more defensive play, just, you know, protecting the net a little bit. But Emerson, like on that end, when you look at the way defensively the Ducks play, especially with their positioning, you know, what do you observe here?
Well, I thought it was a rarity to see Radko Gudas take that many penalties while trying to play defense, mm-hmm. and he got a holding penalty against, and so there was as physically as it is, and I mentioned it on air there live, it's just he's a guy who plays aggressive. He's always engaged, but he always seems to, you know, keep it clean, and he had that high stick penalty as mm-hmm. well, so that just it was just unfortunate occurrences, whether it was the play without the puck, whether it was taking that penalty where maybe oftentimes you don't see that player in particular take him. So timing was off just a tad here tonight, a little bit of bad luck, and it just didn't go Anaheim's way tonight.
Another part of this game tonight, no Troy Terry, Brett Leeson in that lineup tonight in place of Troy Terry, who is day-to-day with an upper body injury. No Jackson Lacombe on the back end, Gustav Lindstrom coming in for him. So a couple different changes from the game that we saw last night in L.A. So we have more of the post-game show when we come back, and we'll get the chance to head down to the locker room to hear some of the team's thoughts on this game tonight.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
February is the shortest month of the year, but don't let that stop you from discovering new stations, podcasts, or audiobooks from curated music stations like Today's Hits.
Hey guys, it's Tamron Gray here.
Benson Boone.
Hey, young Lil Nas X.
Why is it over?
To reliable news stations like MSNBC.
The Ukrainian side is having challenges with ammunition and resupply and logistics. The Russian side is having...
Find something that excites you. We've got it all right here on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On To It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there. Put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass to the good times. Love on you.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
Hey, you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
He fires a three. Makes it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn. But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
We're back with the post-game show, and now we have the chance to head down to the locker room to hear what Isaac Lundestrom had to say about this game tonight.
Good to get a goal tonight for you, just to find yourself on the score sheet.
Yeah, obviously it's nice, but
at the end of the day, it kind of sucks that we didn't take 2 points tonight, so it was a tough one.
Did you like kind of the effort that you guys had? Obviously, you played last night, and then coming into this game, did you feel like you guys had a good start to the game at least?
Yeah, I like our two first periods. Then we started, like, had a couple turnovers, and they got the momentum back, so that definitely killed the game a little bit. That we lost some pucks in some important spots, so... Otherwise, the first and second period really good, so we just got to continue that over 60 minutes.
Talk about how you picked up the puck on that goal.
It was two good plays. Lisa first off the boards, and then Jonsson with a good spinorama there, and I was wide open in the middle, so it was two nice plays. A
couple of days off now, and then you guys head to San Jose. What can you guys kind of take away from the last two games that you had? Maybe
fun
heading into Thursday's game.
Yeah, especially the starts. I think that's the key, that we come out hunting the D and play a simple game. We just gotta find a way to do it over 60 minutes.
Isaac Lindstrom there talking about this game tonight. Definitely could feel his sense of disappointment in this one tonight. Felt like the first two periods were solid. The third, just some mistakes by the Ducks leading to, you know, the Nashville Predators taking over.
Yeah, and once again, as I mentioned not too long ago, just it seemed like bad luck, not the bounces that, Anaheim just you think would go their way. How about that goal that just was kept out? It went, trickles along the goal line.
Story of our season.
Yeah, it just, when has that, something like that ever occurred? That was
crazy.
The first time I've seen something like that inside of the post and manages, and you even saw McDonough take a step backwards. You think that would have kicked it in, but just one of those nights, as we heard in that interview, that just didn't go Anaheim's way.
Well, now let's head down also to listen to what head coach Greg Cronin had to say about this one tonight.
Questions? The team played less than 24 hours ago. How did you feel about the effort coming into tonight's game?
Oh, I'm just, those hurt, you know. Like, we deserved a better fate. Like, that hurts. Like, we played well, and, you know, we killed four power plays, and, you know, I mean, I don't have them tallied up in my head right now, but we had better scoring chances, and, you know, you got two floater shots go in, they find their way in. It's just, that hurts, you know. That's a game we could have won. I told the team, and we played them two other times, we probably played them better this game than we did the other two games, and we won.
Do you feel like the team played a full 60-minute effort, or is there maybe kind of lulls in that?
I don't know, Derek. I mean, that's it. That we played 60 minutes, we played really well. There was no lulls. I mean, we had to kill some penalties, so it might have been a little bit of a lull after that. Personnel kind of got jumbled because some guys don't see the ice a lot when you take consecutive penalties, and I think that got some guys out of the rhythm. But I mean, I have no complaints with the way we competed or the consistency and the reliability of it.
Brad Leeson comes in tonight with tryout. What did you think of his performance tonight?
I thought he was terrific. You know, he had a goal and an assist. He could have had a second goal, too. He had a semi-breakaway. I think he shot it wide.
A couple days off now before you guys head to San Jose. What do you kind of want to take away from these last couple of games?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you go back to the effort and the compete level and the ability to get pucks and cycle pucks. I thought we did a good job there. We defended well. You know, there's a lot of good things to take out of it. I told him that at the end of the game. And I said to Pat after the game, and we get 1 point out of these two games when, you know, arguably you could have gotten four. So it's just a, you know, crappy result with two good performances.
All right, thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Honest Greg Cronin there. We always love to hear his thoughts after a game, and just disappointed in the fate that the Ducks had in tonight's game. Just saying, you know, the team could have come away with 4 points in the last two games, but unfortunately only getting the one in the shootout loss yesterday. But he really, really spoke how highly he thought of his team tonight. I liked that.
And loving the way he really backed his team up there. Not having one of those questions as we heard. But
That'll happen.
Look, we've always loved his passion, his love for the game, right? Mm-hmm. Anytime we talk to Crow, we're getting an honest opinion that is so factual based, and it seems like you learn something each and every time you talk to him. So you love that passion, love him sticking up for his players, thinking that, hey, look, maybe even if the legs weren't fully there tonight, maybe if we weren't feeling our best, Troy Terry being out, do you think of that loss on such a quick turnaround to get news like that and to come out and still play a fairly solid game? Was it their best game? No, not even by a mile. But for Anaheim to at least hang in there, give themselves a shot. Luke Ostostal really looking good early on. Maybe Crow thought one, two of those maybe should have had, but at the same time, I think he showed up, and it was just a tough day. It looked like maybe not everyone was at their best, but hey, listening to Crow there, he certainly thought the guys competed hard.
Mm-hmm. Floater shots, he called it, that went in for the Nashville Predators in this one tonight, but definitely happy with the way his team performed. And the next outing, heading up to San Jose on Thursday, that'll be a 7:30 start time, so another later start for us, for the team. So we'll have the pregame show at 7 o'clock. Emerson, your final quack for tonight, your final thoughts.
Well, I just hope that after these tough losses, it seems like there's been so much heartbreaking losses over the last few games, that I hope they just, once again, it seems like I've said this after the past few losses, put this one behind them and just have a stretch of just that first one. How about that? Just think about the game at hand, next game, and just go from there.
I like it. I like it. I think that's a good mentality for the Ducks to have. And, you know, they do have a couple days before that next game on Thursday, 3 days, so they'll get some practice in, get a little bit of a reset, get to stay at home too, which I'm sure is nice. And I know that you enjoy as well, because you'll have a busy week coming up for you.
Short and t-shirt weather. That's what I'm all about. That's what
beautiful
makes
this weekend
California
on that note.
So great. Yes, after all this rain, it's good for the environment, washing a lot of the bad stuff away. And look at the sunshine. Pristine. Mm-hmm. Love it. That's why I just feel like we're so blessed to be down in SoCal.
We are. We are in it. Obviously, it's better when the Ducks are winning, too. So hopefully they can find a way to win on Thursday against San Jose. But definitely a good thing to note, too. The Ducks did take two of the three games against Nashville, even though they were not able to get this one tonight.
We'll take it.
Yeah, good for the team. But would have been nice for a sweep, but, you know, it's just the way the fate was for the team tonight. So if you want to stick around after the break, you can hear the replay of this Ducks and Predators game. Otherwise, for Emerson Needham, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you for tuning in for this postgame show on Duck Stream. The final score 4-2 tonight in favor of the Nashville Predators. You are listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
Tailgate radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the rail and he caught it.
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A-Go-Go.
Yes. You keep saying
you got something for me. Search Country A-Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A-Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Oh my God, Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Attention all Anaheim Ducks fans, are you ready to join the coolest club in town? The Wild Wingers Kids Club is here and you don't want to miss out. For just $35, your child can become a proud member of the Wild Wingers Kids Club. With their membership, they'll receive invites to our parties and our 30th anniversary kit that includes discounts, a tin lunchbox, a trendy reversible beanie, a collectible Wild Wing trading card, and a silicone poppet toy. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub or visit our booth at any Ducks home game to become an official member.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.